Well, it's a glorious June day, and the last time I actually said that was, I think, something like 3 years ago. Yes, 2019, pre-pandemic, the last time we actually were at the Lincolnshire County Show. We're back with the Lincolnshire County Show now. It is back, of course, and we're on location with a whole range of things. We got a new reporter for us making her debut as far as a midweek drive is concerned. That's the fabulous Cathy Mance. So how are you, Cathy?
I am well. How are you, Alex?
Excellent. Now, you've come all the way from Miami, obviously not just for the Lincolnshire Show, but it's a nice story to actually work on that basis. What are your thoughts so far?
So far, it's nice, you know, easy way to get in if you get here early enough before those line of cars come in, walk on through. It's a sunny, beautiful day, so, you know, my natural habitat, and plenty of things being done, like selling foods and selling items.
Once we've actually got our official press badges, etc., we shall make our way around to, I think, the livestock and then check out some of the other exciting things that are to be seen here on day one of the Lincolnshire Show 2022. Clearly, the Lincolnshire Show would not be the Lincolnshire Show without the awesomely talented Alan Stennett. Good to see you, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I say a little bit strange because it's 3 years since we were last actually here. The country, the world has been through quite a lot since then, but at least we're still standing.
Very much so. And in fact, looking around here at the show, it really is looking very, very good for the kind of year we've had. So we're really very optimistic. I gather that the number of ticket sales are dramatically up. That, of course, is partly because we've gone much more heavily towards advanced electronic sales and we haven't had a show for 3 years. But you know, things are going to change and it's good to see they are willing to change.
I was also bemused actually yesterday when we had the wonderful chief executive of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society on calendar. Have I been pronouncing her name incorrectly all these years? Is it Southall or Southall?
That's a good question. As far as I know, it's Jane Southall, but it could be either.
It's ITV, obviously. They just can't get the pronunciation these days. BBC never have that problem. Cathy Manso, your first show. Any questions for Alan?
Yeah, I guess what would you advise people to go to first? What's the first thing they should be hitting up when they arrive?
I think you should just walk around once and just take a look at what's here, because there's so many areas we couldn't really advise you in advance. You must look at the livestock. You might want to look around at the machinery lines and the equipment. Come and look at the food hall. There is the fashion area, which I can't remember what it's called because I never go into it, but it's all here if you want to take a look around the show. So take a quick tour around and then decide what you want to spend more time on.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. And what's your favourite part so far?
Well, I'm very heavily involved with the livestock side. My wife is here. She looks after school parties are going around the livestock. So the end of today, I shall gather with the Lincoln Red Cattle Society and we have a big barbecue. So, yeah, I think I spend time in the livestock more than most. But up until last year, I was presenting a farming programme for the radio station. And I've now stopped that, so I don't now have to rush around the showground clutching a recorder, as Alex does at the moment, trying to catch interviews for the programme on Sunday. So I might find it's a quieter show, or perhaps a slightly less interesting show. I don't know yet.
Do you miss it?
I've missed it immensely over the last couple of years. It really has been the point at which you meet an awful lot of people you've known for a very long time. I mean, this is my 41st show in succession, and you get used to the kind of people you know. You know all the officials of it. You know your key areas of interest. You know which particular people know more about the livestock side and which know about the machinery side. And you talk to those folk really regularly through the year. And it's nice to come here and have a slightly more social gathering with them and sort of find out how the year has been rather than sort of what is this new thing you brought out, which is what you're usually doing.
And clearly, from the tractor's point of view with Cathy, she'd be looking, I would have thought, for not the Massey Ferguson, but the John Deere's.
Ah, right. Well, yeah, I don't think John Deere is anywhere near Miami when it comes down to it.
They're, they are. You'd be surprised, yeah. Sure. I'm very aware of John Deere.
Right. Yes, and of course, I've been very aware of them from Ukraine of late. You know, there's wonderful bits of film you're seeing of Ukrainian tractor drivers towing away lumps of Russian machinery and so on.
But yeah, something we could do without, I think, Alan, but never mind. It's the way in which we're living. For the benefit of those people who are listening to this and are thinking about coming on for day two of the Lincolnshire Show, I'd say wear sunscreen.
Absolutely. Yes, it's going to be. I mean, they're talking about 26 or 27 at the moment, so yeah, you need a bowler hat or sunscreen.
Take flat cap, I think. Although I do have a slightly wide-brimmed hat. I may model tomorrow, actually, which I purchased at Bramham this year.
That would do you fairly well, I would have thought, yes.
Well, the delicate sounds of sheep baaing in the background have brought us to our first official interviewee. I know Alan Stone is obviously a good interviewee to obviously feature, but we're delighted to welcome now to speak to us for the first time in 3 years, the wonderful
Charles Sercombe.
Charles, good to connect with your good self. Now, you've just been in the midst of actually getting your animal well-groomed from that body. Share with us, what have you been doing?
Well, I've just been doing the final preparations for my yearling ewe. It'll be shown in a couple of hours. We've just put the finish on it. We've trimmed it all over, and then we've just now put the final finish, tamped it down, and put a bit of water and mist on it to make it look just absolutely perfect when it goes in the ring for the judge.
I've said this in the past, but you can always tell these are champions. They're looking as though they're sort of on the course. But Kathy Mansour, any questions of yourself?
Yeah, I guess I wanted to ask, what are the challenges you face when you're preparing them for something like this?
For the biggest challenge for me for this show last week was the weather, because it was very, very warm, and so the sheep needed to be outside. Then it came really wet and we couldn't wash them and get them ready, so it's been a bit of a tricky few days just to work around the weather. And it, as it is today, it looks like it's going to be a scorcher, which will be great for the public enjoying the show, but for the sheep in the ring and for the people exhibitor, it gets a little bit warm. So there'll be a bit of sweat on, I should think, later on this morning.
And maybe this is not the correct question to ask, because I feel like it's like a parent asking their kids, but do you have a favourite?
Do you have a favourite? Not really. They're all, I mean, some sheep are better than others, and some sheep, like children, have different attitudes. Some are easier to work with and kinder, and we tend to, you tend to like those as more, because they're not so much work in preparing them, and when you're actually showing them, they behave and put their best foot forward for the judge. So there's one or two out of my seven that I like, that are easier to show, so they tend to get a little bit better treatment.
And obviously, post-COVID, it's been 3 years since we were last at the Lincolnshire Show. Are all systems going now for things like Massham and other areas as well?
As far as I know, there's going to be a full show programme for the rest of the year. It's absolutely fantastic to be back at the agricultural shows, back amongst our sort of friends and colleagues from the agricultural community, because... Yeah, showing is part advertising your stock and preparing them to do well under the judge. But the vast majority, the bit that I've missed over COVID, is the socials, the social interaction with my fellow farmers and competitors, and being able to have a quiet beer and a barbecue after judging, chew the fat, put the world to rights. And we've missed that. We've all terribly missed that as a society. So I think we're no different. So it's great to be back. The sort of sheep in a marquee and an agricultural show is quintessentially English, I call it, and I love it, and I like part of it, and I hope to be able to continue to do it for quite a few years to come.
Yeah, I certainly would endorse that. Huge thanks for giving us some of your time today. Keep on keeping on, and good luck.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck to everybody today. Let's just hope we have a good show.
And from sheep, we turn to one of the legends of the delightful world of the Lincolnshire Show. I'm so delighted that it's back in full glorious Technicolor. I know it's radio, but it is Technicolor. The artwork and the true wonderment of Kay Johns. How are you, Kay?
I'm very well, thank you, and lovely to be back again.
Well, this is it, of course. I mean, we've kind of dipped our toe in the water with some minor shows. I mean, last week we were covering a bit of the Bramham horse trials, so we were covering that. Obviously, there are minor things such as fuel that tends to sort of impact in terms of our range, but here we are at the Lincolnshire County Show 2022, and Kay, how have you managed to keep busy through lockdown? Or was it a case of the whole COVID thing gave you a chance to really increase your product output?
Well, a bit of both, really. It gave me a chance to step back and really evaluate what I was doing. I managed to do lots of country walking, which was really inspiring, which created a whole new range for myself. Also, being professional framers, we then decided to click and collect bespoke framing for people. So we actually kept going really well.
It's that initiative that's always marked out the Johns family as being sort of the leaders amongst all sorts of things. Kathy, thoughts of yourself?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what do you want people to know? If you could say in one sentence or one phrase, what is something you would usually describe your business or what you do?
Well, we sort of aim to... I'm an artist. My partner is a professional framer, originally in the RAF, so engineering background. So actually, it's very much teamwork. I paint the pictures... He takes it to market and puts it on the wall in the professional style that we do.
And inevitably, although it is radio, we're going to do the usual semi-wander around, etc. What new delights have you actually brought to the show today?
Okay, so I have a new range out that I was working on during lockdown, creating mixed media, very, very high impact, with sparkles, lots of gold foils, mixing my prints with painting, so they are originals, but they really, as soon as you see them, they...
Let's have a little wander over there, yeah, Kate. We'll follow you and we'll sort of work our way through this whole process. And there, wow, the sparkles have already struck them. And Kathy, your thoughts on that one?
Oh, it's beautiful. Are you kidding me? It's looking into me. I'm not looking at it.
Well, the actual piece we're looking at is a piece called Lord of the Rings. He was the overall winner at the Lincolnshire show the year before lockdown. So he's a beautiful Lincoln Red Bull. But from him, I've then created this new style where I'm mixing my paints, chalk-based paints, with the foils to create something that is a unique one-off piece. My original paintings are done in pastel, but then I've mixed paint with them. So for any artist seeing this, they would know that technically this looks impossible.
Do you know, that's what I thought. That's impossible, I thought to myself. Surely Gandalf hasn't changed that much, but I was wrong. And I have to say, it's much better than the Amazon Prime incarnation of Lord of the Rings. So why don't they actually have a Lincoln Red version there with respect to the ring? Obviously, which, Kathy, presumably you're aware that the ring is actually used to guide the actual cattle through the whole thing. They sort of are pulled by the ring.
I did not realise it was to guide the cattle.
I can thank Lou Bevin for providing that information for me back in the day. Countryside correspondent. Anything else you'd like to show out at particulars at this moment, Kay?
Well, I had a quick look around the show yesterday prior to opening, and I can honestly say the show looks absolutely amazing. So it really is worth coming out. Fantastic agricultural sections. The cattle display is once again superb. Many, many different sheep breeds, pigs. It's a wonderful, wonderful day out. And it's my favourite one of the year.
And share with us, Kay, how can people actually get in touch with you online?
It's through our website, which is www.theeventgallery.co.uk.
And what about the rest of the year? I mean, clearly there are shows all over the place now. Any sort of other plans that you've actually got in terms of where you're heading? Or is it a case of, are you crazy? Have you seen the fuel costs?
No, we have a very, very full calendar this year, as we actually did pretty much last year. We're off to Devon next. We have the Great Yorkshire Show to look forward to, Edenbridge and Oxted, and many, many more.
Crucial and critical times at present, as an exhibitor is actually just producing some magical fighting hares. And your name, sir?
Martin Keeley.
Martin, it's good to connect with your good self now. Just for the benefit of the listener, would you like to just share what you're doing with us at present?
So I'm currently making a male boxing hare. You can tell he's a male because the way I make them, I make them with a hand pointing downhill. And currently I'm just adding one of his bottom legs so he can just stand up. So he's just fighting away there. And I'm just adding 16 pieces of willow into the frame. And I'm trying to tie it in such a way that I get some shape into his leg. So at the minute, I'm just doing up around his thigh area. And now I'm going to bend my outside pieces, and there's eight of those, into a sort of like a 90 degree bend backwards, so that I can then shape that piece. And then I need to hold that in place while I then fetch the other eight, which are the inside eight, back on the back as well. So that's now gone backwards, and I need to stop that. I use a metal armature so that you can take these home and stand them straight into the ground, and I don't need to sell you a stand. And it just sort of helps students as well when they're making these. You can make them all out of willow, but I just find this is the easiest way for me. Well, now I've got that rearward eight, I'm now going to take them forward again, and that's another 90 degree bend forward.
Yeah, you're probably far too young to remember a show called The Generation Game, but it's where you used to have an expert who would actually show how easy and simplistic the whole thing happens to be. And I've got to say, Kathy, I mean, this just looks so easy, but I know if I was to attempt it, I'd have a complete disaster.
No, I don't think my hands can do what his hands are doing at all. But it looks amazing.
Looking at some you prepared earlier, already the image that you actually get there, obviously fighting hares, and indeed some famous grouse, I believe.
These are pheasants, but like I say to a lot of people, is I don't mind what you call them when you take them home, so it's fine.
I always find the pheasant is such a wonderful shall we say, somewhat mentally challenged animal, insofar as it always likes to go head to head with your vehicle, no matter where you actually see it. Goes out and says, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, presumably in pheasant speak. What got you into this particular craft?
Marriage. So it was the wife's father's business. And so she's continued doing the dry stone walling that he did, and I've taken on the willow side of the business, and we've got him to retire and slow down a little bit. So we've taken it on, and we go out and we teach willow work, we teach dry stone walling, and we also teach hedge laying in the wintertime.
Rutland Willows, of course, is the organisation, presumably.
That's us, yeah. So,
Kathy.
If you want to be a student, how do you get involved to learn willow work?
So we've got the website, which is rutlandwillows.co.uk. You can go on there, and we do two types of courses. Three, really, because we do a tailored one. But we do our basic course, which is where you get to make your a pheasant by the end of the day. And then the advanced course is you go from making a two-legged thing to making a four-legged thing, so something like the fox or a pair of these hares. So it's those are the sort of things. And they're run at my workshop, which is it's just outside of Rutland. It's just about a mile north of Rutland, at Wymondham Windmill.
Sounds like a location report that needs to be done sometime in 2023.
Yeah, that's well, we hope so anyway. We hope lots of people come and find us.
All right, and I guess, what are you most excited for today?
I just hope people come and ask lots of questions like you guys have just done, and just so that I can help people understand how I'm just keeping this weaving thing going. So, and I just do it a slightly different way, but it's still that same thing that we've been doing for hundreds of years anyway. So it's just keeping those crafts going, keeping those things going, because if we ever lose the power that we're precious of at the moment, then what are we going to fall back on? So we're just keeping those things that we can fall back on.
And a reminder, the web address that people can locate you on, assuming they've got power.
It's www.rutlandwillows.co.uk.
Moving on from fighting hares and pheasants to wanted carving tools. Yes, it's chairmaker extraordinaire Peter Tree, not a made-up name.
No, it's not made up. A lot of people do think it's made up, but that is my birth name, yeah. But it's a lovely name. It's great for being the chairmaker because people remember the name.
Exactly. You want a chair made out of wood, you go to Peter Tree, chairmaker. Share with us, Peter, what are you doing for this Lincolnshire show?
Right, Lincolnshire show, I've got a nice display of traditional English chairs. So, but what I specialise in is detail. So I don't want to make just ordinary chairs. I always like to add just a nice little bit onto them as well. So people know me for doing carved backsplats. So the backsplats of a chair, that's the middle bit in the back of the chair. You can have little animals or flowers or fruit and leaves of trees. So today I've got, what I'm carving today, I've got a field mouse who's climbing up some ears of wheat, and that's going into the back of a chair. And then if I get that done, if I'm good at carving and not chatting too much, then I've got a hedgehog. And the hedgehog is just eating a little apple, so that's the carving.
Hedgehog, I have our favourite mascot here, which is Spike the Hedgehog. Yes, that's our photo opportunity there, clearly. That's great. Kathy?
Yeah, I wanted to know, how did you get involved with chair making? I mean, especially with the name Destined For.
I don't think it was a conscious decision, but my uncles in Boston, they had a lot of boats. I've got ancestors who did carvings as well, and my dad had a nice shed, and my mum said when I was young, she said you used to get a lump of wood and knock nails into it until it wouldn't float anymore, so I've been hands-on with wood, and, just since I was tiny, really, and just gradually enjoyed it more and moved on and made furniture and did a lot of turning, so now I mean, the chairs are wonderful, really, because I can do wood turning, which I love. I can handle lots of different woods. I've got lots of nice friends who supply me with wood. Then I can carve. I can enjoy my British nature by adding themes of nature into the chairs.
I suspect it's also quite therapeutic as well, Peter. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is. They always say if you enjoy what you do, you'll never do a hard day's work. And it does seem, actually, that I don't do a hard day's work, really. Some days I do.
And in terms of the Lincolnshire show and beyond, will you be attending any other shows that are around this year?
I don't know any around here. What I am doing, though, I do some educational work. So I am carving, I think, every Saturday during July, I'm at Long Sutton doing some carving there, just a bit of tuition, and yeah, so that's quite nice. So I do go around Lincolnshire doing, you know, where perhaps a village, you know, a group of villagers would like to teach or learn carving.
I suspect the answer.
I'll go and do it.
I suspect the answer to this will be positive. Are you pleased the Lincolnshire Show is back with us?
I love Lincolnshire. I was just saying to somebody, I think I've been doing Lincolnshire Show, I think, about 43 years now. And I love doing it. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's been nip and tuck between yourself and Alan Stennett then, in terms of leaders from that point of view.
Well, probably, yes, yeah. In fact, so one of my friends who doesn't come to this show regularly, and he was next to me, you know, I don't know, 4 years ago, something like that, and he said, do you know everybody at Lincolnshire Show? Because, I mean, over the years, you know, I've just met loads and loads of different people, and a lot of customers as well, which is nice.
Peter, it's been fantastic connecting with you as ever. How can people get in touch with you online?
They can do. It's Peter Tree Chairs. Peter Tree Chairs.
Put that into the search engine.
Whatever. Yeah.
Things
yeah,
also work
yeah,
the way through.
I can't remember things like that.
Exactly. You're too busy carving things.
I am. But if people just Google Peter Tree, you'll find me somewhere.
Fitness, Kathy. Very important, as you would know when you were actually working with the Marines in California.
Yeah, no, you really got to keep up.
So we've headed off to Map Adventures here. We're talking to the fabulous
Paul McGrory.
Paul, share with us, what have we got here? What is this map adventure of Commando Fit stuff you brought to the Lincoln Show?
So, being ex Royal Army Physical Training Corps, it's something we incorporate using with young adults, young children, indirectly to get them to be physically fit and adaptive. We do a lot of stuff with disabled children and soldiers, and then we've adapted this obviously today for the greater public. It's more of a focal point for us, as well as the other things we do in residential, but this is indirectly for predominantly fitness.
Now, obviously, it caught Kathy's eye because of her background with reporting. Share with us what you did over in California.
I was a Marine correspondent, so I essentially just went on different training assignments and ceremonies and just reported what the Marines did. Yeah.
So we're not putting Kathy forward as somebody who's going to actually take on board the American challenge here today, because obviously that would not be fair. But questions, Kathy?
Yeah, no. I see that you have a cash prize for fastest winner. What is fast for this?
The fastest I've seen is about 19 and a half seconds. This year, this time we're going to be doing male and female, because unfortunately the last couple of times it's always been males that have been the victor, but that doesn't mean that necessarily a female cannot be first, but it's just the incentive, and a couple of people have done it and they just donated the prize to a military charity as well, so it's up to them.
Oh yeah, and have you done the challenge, I guess?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, what's your time?
19.5.
Yeah, you can tell an expert on that basis. What are you looking forward to as far as the Lincolnshire Show 2-day event is concerned?
I know the show's actually, they give a lot of money to schools, and we work with schools, and I've got two care homes for children as well. So it's the knowledge, this is a focal point to advertise for our company, as well as giving something back to the children and adults in Lincoln.
And how can people actually locate Map Adventures if they want to check you out online?
So it's at mapadventures.co.uk. We're based from Lincoln and North Yorkshire and in Wales, but we work worldwide.
Detect a Welsh accent there in North Wales or South Wales?
Scottish originally, but...
Wow, you see, there we are. What was I saying about my ear having problems there, and already it's proved to be the case?
Working in the Army, I was based in Wales for 7 or 8 years, so the twang comes out.
Well, clearly, exactly, from the Celtic connections, Paul. We salute you. Take care now.
Thank you very much.
We've got an oasis of calm and slight coolness, actually, as we've headed into the Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust Zone, and we're speaking now to...
Rachel Shaw.
Rachel, just share with us what delights we've got here. Again, ideally placed, of course, for Lincoln at the Lincolnshire Show.
Yeah, so we're actually kind of celebrating coming back to the Lincolnshire Show and being able to do events again. And we've themed our marquee around a village fete. So we've got lots of bunting up that was actually kindly donated to us by Horncastle Scouts and Lincolnshire Co-op after their Jubilee events. And then we've got like lots of kind of quizzes and games that are kind of based around the kind of things you would do at a village fete. So we've got a Guess the Weight of the Grey Seal over there.
So I was intrigued by the grey seal. It's not a real seal you've actually got in today.
Well, no, we decided not to bring a real seal, especially in these temperatures. I don't think they'd be very, very happy. So we've got a kind of proxy grey seal, which is a little soft toy seal.
Kathy.
Yeah, I guess what is something that you want everyone to learn from your tent today?
just to kind of celebrate the wildlife that there is in Lincolnshire. So you can see we've got this tree. It's not a real tree. It's a pretend tree in the centre of our marquee. And we're going to actually ask people to... We've got lots of leaves cut out, and write a name of their favourite wildlife in Lincolnshire on one of the leaves and hang it on the tree.
Oh man, what is your favourite animal in Lincolnshire?
Well, I think so. It's very difficult to choose. One of my favourites is the brown hare. So they're such amazing animals, and they're so well camouflaged. But I think Lincolnshire is just such a perfect landscape for seeing it, with a big kind of agricultural fields. And you know, when it gets to kind of late February, early March, you're going to see them chasing around the fields again, which is, yeah, just fantastic.
Well, fair. I mean, you have a beautiful, like, landscape here. I got to finally see a fox for the first time a few days ago, so it was exciting. So I think it's a great thing to celebrate.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So you'll have to, you know, maybe the fox now is one of your favourites, and you could write it on a leaf and add it to our tree.
Oh, I absolutely.
I think, Cathy, you need to go out and we'll do that straight away. If people actually want to connect with the Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust, what's the best way to get it? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're in the countryside area at the Lincolnshire Showground. Or, you know, if they're not at the show, then they can have a look on our website. Just Google Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And do you get a chance to actually have a wander around the show yourself? Or is it a case of, no, I've got to stay with my team all day, every day?
No, we do take a break and have a look around as well, because it's really important to see what else is going on and meet some of the other organisations and the Lincolnshire-based companies that are here exhibiting.
And we've started our general promenade through the mews, and the first stand that's basically drawn us, because it's cool, it's full of wonderful quality material, is indeed the stand which is...
Annalee's Home.
Annalee's Home. So share with us, you've got a little bit of home in the joys of Lincolnshire. What things have you actually got for the Lincolnshire show today?
Well, we've got homewares and gifts, and we also offer kitchens, bathrooms and bedrooms, so we've got a small display of those sort of things, but it's mostly, predominantly at the moment, homewares and gifts, lighting, little bits and bobs like that, anything that makes your home look pretty.
Now, having covered the Lincolnshire show for a good decade and a half before, of course, COVID struck, we're used to the fact that this is just one of a classic case of the new high street. It's very much a case of, you know, if you want bespoke quality material, these are the sort of places that's there. How has the pandemic been for yourself? Now we've come out of it, we're back on the showground. Is it a case of, well, thank goodness we're back again?
Yeah, it was a bit of a slow start, but it's picking up nicely. Just hopefully that the cost of living crisis doesn't hit us. But we seem to be doing okay, fingers crossed, at the moment.
Cathy?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what are some of your products that you like selling the most, or what do you think has been a big selling item for you?
Well, we have these silver trees that are really popular. That is our best seller. They're reasonably priced and they look really nice, but everything is fairly reasonably priced, as far as I think, in comparison to other places. So I wouldn't say there's anything in particular. I just like everything, and I buy things that I would have in my own home, basically.
We're not looking for an investment for Dickinson's Real Deal, are we, in 30 or 40
no.
years from now, really?
No.
But you never know. Cathy?
Yeah, and I wanted to know what are your plans for the future with your business? Like, anything else coming up this year besides the show?
Yeah, well, we're actually in the process of moving premises at the moment. Our shop on Burton Road in Lincoln is currently closed because we're refurbing a larger premises, which is actually opposite where we originally were. We have two businesses, one's kitchens and bathrooms and bedrooms, and this is the homeware and interior design side. So we're merging both businesses and moving into bigger premises, which should hopefully be open by mid-July, as long as we can get the builders working.
Always getting those builders. And yeah. A name check for your fine partner here who's with us today.
This is Andy Milnes. He's in charge of kitchens and bathrooms and bedrooms at Style Bathroom Specialists.
How are you, Andy? How's it working? I noticed you've gone barefoot for the day.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, very hot. So my feet was getting warm, so I took my shoes off, and it's made a nice difference. Just need a water trough outside to dip them.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, how can people reach you via the web?
We've got a website. Actually, the Annalee's Home one is currently closed because of the refurbishment and the moving, but we're available also on Style Bathrooms Lincoln. I think that's it.
Bring us all up. Yeah, we're on that.
Facebook. We're also on Facebook, still as Annalise Home, so, you know, and Style Bathrooms.
Fantastic. A delight connecting with your good self. Keep on keeping on and have a fantastic Lincolnshire show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the excitement, the joy, the wonderment. We're now actually being welcomed to Kenwick Park with...
Hey, I'm Isabel.
And...
Emma.
Emma. Now, Isabel has actually said, Emma, you can do all the talking on this one.
Oh,
so it's all through on that. So tell us about whether it's work, rest or play. Here at Kenwick Park, we have you covered.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything, we'd like to say. Obviously, we've got the hotel with all the weddings and the events that are going on. We have an ABBA tribute night, which is coming up soon, if you'd like to come. Then we've got the leisure club, where we've got both the Elemis Spa. Well, not the Elemis Spa, but we have Elemis products, with the Evergreen Spa, and then the leisure club as well, where we've got memberships and open days and things like that.
Hospitality's been through a bit of a challenging time over the last couple of years. Kenwick Park clearly has survived through that. It's thriving now. Are you confident about the future?
Yes, 100%. We've just joined with Away Resorts now as well, so we're now under their management, so we've got parks everywhere. So only good things to happen.
Well, we also have a Miami correspondent here with Kathy Mansour. Kathy, thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously this looks lovely, but I wanted to know, what's your favourite amenity that Kenwick Parks offer?
It's a bit like asking sort of people to choose their favourite child or a novelist their favourite author. Perfect venue for all occasions. 51 hotel rooms, 17 new deluxe rooms, Landall, Kenwick Woods, self-catering lodges. I mean, how could you choose?
I know, it's a bit difficult decision. The spa's really lovely if you fancy a little spa day. Come with your friends, your family, enjoy a spa day or a spa break. And
Spas, I've never actually done one, but I don't think it's really been targeted to me. Kathy, probably a spa day for yourself.
Oh, I love a spa day. Can you tell me what goes into a spa day, though?
So I can pass you a brochure as well. So we have three different spa days, one without a treatment, but you'll still get use of the full spa facilities. You'll get your afternoon tea, and then one will include a 25-minute treatment, and one will include a 50-minute treatment, depending which one you'd like to go on. It's a nice relaxing day, full use of the facilities as well downstairs. It's a nice relaxing day for you all.
And just to sort out the pronunciation, because clearly, as I mentioned, Kathy is from the United States of America, and it's difficult with Leicestershire, let alone sort of Lincolnshire. Is it Kenwick Park or Kenwick Park?
Kenwick Park.
Yeah, you see, I was mispronouncing it.
Hey, I was mispronouncing it too, but I'm allowed.
So Kenwick Park is the place to go to. Many thanks indeed. Keep on keeping on and have a great Lincolnshire show.
Thank you, and you.
Clearly, Yorkshire has a place in Lincolnshire. I've always maintained that ever since I covered the Krusty Pie Company, actually, for the Great Yorkshire Show and many other grand events. And it's delightful to actually see the Krusty Pie Company in Lincolnshire. I am right. You are originally from Yorkshire.
I am originally from Yorkshire, Halifax.
So in many ways, actually, you're on a civilising mission here. I know this. You know, it's all right. We can share this as, you know, God's own country.
We made our own Lincolnshire sausage rolls, just to show that we can make a better one.
Exactly, this is true. And your name, sir?
He's Richard.
Richard, it's great to connect with your good self. Kathy Mansour, he is here from America, from Miami. So Yorkshire and Lincolnshire and the balance between those two counties. It's a bit like North and South Carolina in many ways, except different lines.
We don't let them in.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
We can come into Lincolnshire, but vice versa, no.
Neither do the North Carolinas, so it makes sense.
Jessica, if you're listening to this, I have to sort of just give it. Anyway, questions, Kathy?
Yeah, sure. So obviously I'm not from here, so my question is, what would be the first thing you'd tell someone to try if they've never had a roll?
Good old-fashioned Yorkshire pork pie. But then a bit better than that is this Yorkshire steak and ale. That's a lovely pie, is that one?
Yeah. And clearly, Kathy is a hard-working co-presenter. What would you recommend she tries as a taste thing? Because, again, it's all new for her. What should she go for?
Yeah. Well, maybe the Lincolnshire sausage roll, made in Yorkshire.
Conflicting, but delicious.
Somehow I think that's actually appropriate. That's very good. You're back on the road now, clearly, in terms of the pandemic, etc. Did the Krusty Pie Company manage to thrive whilst you were there, or was it a case of mixed challenges?
It was difficult to start with. Obviously, we make pies, we go to events all over the country. They were all cancelled. So we relied on our online shop. We then put a shop outside our bakery because everybody was at home on furlough, so we were quite mobbed there. And other than that, we're doing farmers markets and any event we can actually find.
We heard from James Southall, the Chief Executive Officer of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, that 9,000 or 10,000 tickets have already been sold online for this event. It's looking as though it's going to be a huge success. Are you quietly optimistic that the Crusty Pie Company is going to do well at the 2022 Lincolnshire Show?
Well, we can fingers crossed.
Yeah. You got the quality, Richard, so that's there.
Yeah. We should. I hope we usually do well at this event.
So. Richard, for the moment, take care. And presumably you'll be located, obviously, at the Great Yorkshire Show as well?
Yes, we're at the Great Yorkshire. We've got a big stall in the middle of the food hall.
Unmissable, to be honest. Absolutely unmissable. Take care, Richard. We salute you as ever.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
From crusty pies to Ridiculously Rich by Alana. And is it Alana we're speaking to now?
No, it's Colette. We're a franchisee.
That's okay. So talk to us about the Netwix. See what you did there? Netwix brownie. Netwix brownie. The pick and mix brownie. What sort of things have we got here?
So it's mainly brownie based. We've got dark chocolate brownies and the blondie brownies and a mix of both together, which is a cheeky brownie. We've got the Netwix brownie, which is a shortbread and caramel on top of a dark brownie base, and the Bountiful brownie, which is a take on the Bounty, which is consecrated coconut and milk chocolate buttons on a brownie base.
So my first question for you, I've seen millionaires everything all over since I've moved here, and I don't have a millionaire's anything back home. So what is a millionaire's brownie?
Well, a millionaire's brownie is a brownie base with salted caramel and a milk chocolate top in our version, which is a take on the salted caramel slice, which was the shortbread version, the more traditional version.
And which is your most best-selling brownie, I guess?
The cheeky Kinder brownie or the Malteser Tiffin.
Good choices.
Yeah.
I had that as the cheeky kinder brownie, not the cheeky kinder brownie. Is it all in the pronunciation?
Well, it is all in the pronunciation, but you wouldn't be the first person to be mistaken.
Yeah, I was just saying. And will you be attending any other particular programmes or indeed shows? I mean, I noticed it's made in Wales, so in terms of that, will you be heading to some of the West Country shows as well?
We're not. Alana does do her own things as well, and other franchisees up and down the country are also doing their own things. We're next at North Leverton Stomp on Saturday.
Sounds good to me. Take care and have a fantastic Lincolnshire show.
Thank you, you too.
Here we are, two wonderful traditional Lincolnshire folk who are about to introduce themselves in full traditional British weather. We have...
Oh, how do? My name's Willie. I'm part of the postcard posers here.
And I'm Millie. Oh, I've never been on the radio before. We're from the Shenanigans, the Shenanigan Street Theatre Company.
Yes, you're like my wife on here. She's got a right face for radio.
Oh, yes, on the backside.
Outrageous. Willie and Millie. Yes. Kathy.
Oh, man. So, what do you have planned for her today?
Well, we've just come here to the Lincolnshire Show. I'm actually looking for the beach. Do you know where it is?
Little bit to the north and then head off to the east. You'll probably find Skegness in about 3 or 4 days.
That would be nice. We'd like to go to Skegness, wouldn't we? We've heard it's a very nice place. And we're just right for it, aren't we?
You're ready.
Don't you think?
Yeah, beautiful.
Just
dressed.
In the stripy thing, you know, and the postcard. We're just like the saucy postcards, you know, you used to get in the good old days of the 50s and 60s. Yes.
Yes, indeed. My wife, she is a sight for sore eyes in that bathing suit. I mean, mine still hurt. But you're doing your best, aren't you, love?
I take umbrage to that, Willie. That's not right. That's not fair. You're always insulting me, you are.
Oh, well, you have to take my wife everywhere twice, you know, second time to apologise. That's the problem.
Well, I don't have to stay here to be insulted. I can go anywhere, you know.
Oh, indeed you can, Millie. Indeed you can.
It's like listening to Richard Fitzwilliams and Robin Pearce on a midweek drive morning edition.
Like every week. It's like home.
Well, it's been very nice to meet you.
We're going to take up our seats in the audience now, and we look forward to being entertained, folks. Entertained.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're entertaining.
I know. It's nice to know someone will be entertained, isn't it, Millie?
I think we'll come and have a look at this. I'd like to
you'll
be entertained.
You'll have a sit down as well, are you?
Yes,
oh, yeah, my
down.
Knees. I could do with a sit down. What?
You're listening to the Midweek Drive on location at the Lincolnshire Show 2022, watching the acrobatic fun, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, fun time. Top
and I think, I don't think they've actually done themselves an injury, and I don't think there's any hernia problems there, so maybe we can get an interview with them. And hopefully they come across now.
Interview her, she's polyamorous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic, aren't you,
madam? I'm just coming over.
Apparently, she's got a husband and a partner with her today.
Don't mind if I do.
I'm coming over all peculiar.
I know. Oh,
been peculiar for a while.
Well, what can I say? Kathy, your choice of interview, off you go.
Oh, yeah. Just wondering, how long have you guys been doing this?
About 5 minutes, I think.
And we started recently. About nearly 15 years now. A little while.
Man and boy.
Any hernias during that time? Anything you can talk about in terms of injuries?
Fortunately, nothing major so far.
I'm amazed.
No, I guess what's your biggest trick? Or your biggest performance?
Dangerous question. Dangerous question.
Our biggest trick? Well, I suppose it would be a Manhattan.
Yes.
Manhattan's fabulous trick. Very dangerous.
Very daring. Known for having been done on top of the skyscraper in Manhattan. There's a famous photo of it.
Why did you actually decide to do this at the Lincolnshire Show 2022? Is it the COVID fever that struck again?
I think it must have been. Something's gone to the brain anyway.
Oh, guess. Who plans the outfits?
Oh, that would be telling. Are you looking for a new job?
Oh, if you're offering, yeah.
A new dresser, marvellous. Oh, yeah. Splendid, the dressing room's that way.
My dream coming true.
Clearly.
And given that Kathy is originally from Miami, Florida, obviously she's looking at the American market as well. So do you think this would go down stateside, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? They're going to make millions.
Marvellous.
We're there.
And how can people actually access your details and your daring, defying acts online if they can't get to the Lincolnshire Show today?
Well, I guess they could go to Facebook and hunt for the Acro Chaps.
Definitely the Acro Chaps, A-C-R-O-C-H-A-P-S.
Well, from the perspective of ace photographer, Stuart Wilde is with us. Yay, Stuart, how are you?
Very good to see you. I'm warm, but I'm here, and it's great to be back.
Yes, have they released the dress code? Because as you can see, I'm still wearing the actual tie. I mean, maintaining traditional Ascot tie code.
I've gone a little more down market than yourself there without the hat and the tie. But what I'm saying to everybody is today, let's pretend it's 2020, and we're 2 years younger, and we haven't missed a single Lincolnshire show.
Way forward. Kathy, questions?
Yeah, of course. What's the plan for today for you? The
plan for today is take loads of amazing photographs, of which I have already. No. There's so much going on. I'm based here at the County Council stand for most of the day, and it's just already been brilliant. So.
Well, I'm surprised, actually, Stuart, you weren't worked into the acrobats people, because surely, I mean, you would be ideally suited, and I'm sure Claire would like you to come back with one of those acrobats costumes.
The acrobats, do you know what? I have had a word with one of them, and they do have some seconds, so I am going to be getting some second-hand and equipment off them, yes.
It would work worthwhile for our next away day, of course, on the 30th of June, which I think we need.
That was the very thing that was the forefront of my mind, Alex. And, no, seriously, it's just been really good. How busy is it already? Fantastic.
According to Jane Southall, a little under 10,000 tickets already sold via e-contact alone. That's smashed all previous records of, I think, about 2,000.
Oh, wow. Well, I can imagine. It's just fantastic. I know there's been a bit of issue with the traffic, people getting in, but I think most people seem to be in now. And no, it's just fantastic. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Well, remember to keep drinking lots of water, Stuart, and don't go down with heatstroke.
And ditto.